sitting with just one story with me on the Pasha. Someone said over a story from, they used to say over from the Shah. Shahs Kimat never said over Sidi Shireva stories. But there's one Sidi Shireva story that the Shah said over. It has to do with this week's Pasha. What was the story? He said there was once they had a kinzitz together, a farbrengen, whatever you word you want to use. And the Rebbe said that they mamish were in a matzav of aliyah gdayla. Mamish, anything you ask in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you now. As he told all the chassidim, close your eyes, make a tefillah, it's an eitz ratzon. So all the chassidim closed their eyes and made a tefillah. And they daven, okay, that was supposed to be the end of the Irua, the end of the Maimed. And then one chassid picks his head up and says to the Rebbe, that, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer me? When I go home, am I going to see a difference? And the Rebbe said, I'm going to tell you what you asked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did answer. I'm going to tell you what he answered. The Siddur Rebbe looked at him and he said, you know what you asked for? You asked Hashem, it's going shver chadir in panosa. As he asked Hashem to give you a life to panosa, you should make it well. It's going shver mit the chinuch yelodim. The children are giving you problems. As he asked Hashem that it should go life with the children, everything should be good. He asked Hashem for shalom bayis. And you made it, and you said to Hashem, if Hashem does this, as then you'll learn. So could Hashem please help me that my shalom bayis should be good, my panosa should be good, my children should be good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm really going to learn. As the chassid, big smile came in, as Rebbe has ruach HaKadosh, Imam just hit it on the head, what his tefillah was. Oh. And the chassid turns, he said, no, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? And the Rebbe looked at him and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel Toivis. I don't need you that I'll take away all your problems and then you'll learn. I want you to learn when your panos is not good, when your children give you problems, when it's hard, I want you to learn. Zois ha-toyra adam ki yom ispohayom. Ein divrei tayir miskaimim elo b'mishamei misasma yaleh. The only way to learn is to work hard. You gotta work hard to make it go. If you're not gonna work hard, it's not gonna go. Now, you tell me either people that don't work hard and they're learning, not the same level, most of them not the same amount of time. In order to make it happen, you gotta work hard. People say, but it shows that it's not for me, Bubba Mises. It is for you, but you gotta work to make it a part of you. Ein divrei Torah niknis ele memes atzmai aleha. What does that mean? I have to commit suicide to learn? Memes atzmai aleha? No. You have to change your identity, the atzmius. If you connect that I gotta work to make learning a part of me, I'm going to work to make learning a part of me, as then you're changing what your atzmius is, as then Torah becomes a part of you. So Hashem Yazor will be mispalel together after this shir. I'm sure there's tremendous siyata d'shmaya that we could be mafakish after we did such a big mitzvah. So we'll be oimed and mafakish to Hashem biyachad, that Hashem should help us have siyata d'shmaya, the nisyanis of middle and says, man, we should all hold stark together. Shtai, not to take away the Nisayin we're going to ask Hashem, but we're going to ask Hashem to help us all be misgaber on harness yoness and be able to be misabot together.